A Bay of Plenty family claim Oranga Tamariki has cut their weekly visits with their 8-year-old to monthly in order to wean the boy from his mother before he is placed in permanent care. The little boy was removed from his family in 2017 because of violence, drugs and neglect, but an agreement was reached with the ministry to allow the parents a weekly 2-hour visit with him. Te Anawa Hure Hanganui reports.
From last year, the Bay of Plenty parents had weekly access to their little boy where, for 2 hours, they would take him to his grandmother's house to play, eat and spend time with cousins. But 2 weeks ago, Oranga Tamariki told the parents the child could only see one of his parents every 2 weeks, but not both at the same time. The father says that means he can now only see his son once a month.
I said, why are you fellas doing this? Why are you cutting the visits back? And says to me, the lawyer wants to wean your child off you and give him to permanent care. He said it's going to be a problem if he's visiting his parents every week and going into permanent care.
Last week was the first time the father was unable to see his son since the initial agreement. He says the situation is devastating.
That's my kids, that's my blood, that's my life, that's my everything, that's my heart and soul. How would you feel if I ripped it from you?
Oranga Tamariki would not say why the weekly visits had been reduced, but directed RNZ to a section on its website which says,
if the birth parents are unable to support the permanent placement, then contact with them may sabotage the placement and may not be in the best interests of the mokopuna. When the birth parents are supportive of the permanent placement, contact can occur as often as the mokopuna needs, and in ways that normalise contact.
The ministry says it is working towards a permanent placement for the child with a whānau member, but the immediate family say they have no idea who this person is and are worried it is a stranger. The father admits he was unable to care for his son properly at the time he was uplifted, but he does eventually want his son back.
I'm trying to get my kid back, man. I'm here working my ass off to get a proper house so I can have a proper thing for my son. I'm trying to get my son back. I want him back.
The child's grandmother, who looked after him for a year, is desperate to have the weekly visits reinstated.
We need our visits back. We've got a whole household here that's waiting for every week and we used to get it.
Oranga Tamariki insists it has the child's best interests at heart and says while working with parents and wider whānau is extremely important, it is ultimately their duty to keep children safe. But Associate Professor of Indigenous Studies Leonie Pihama says permanently separating a child from its parents is the wrong move.
All children that are removed in that way and put into permanent placement without regard for their biological relationships, they all impact. But for Māori children, we know that the impact is on multiple layers. So it's an impact on identity, it's an impact on connectedness to people in place. So their continued response is that we're doing what is best for the benefit of the child. But this is not for the benefit of Māori children.
The child's family are considering what legal action they can take to see their child more frequently. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko te aniwa, hurihanga nui, aho.